No New Year's Day to celebrate. No chocolate covered candy hearts to give away.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can follow me on Facebook at The Earl Ingram Show and on Twitter at Earl_Ingram. Welcome again to WAUK Waukesha listeners, the Shaw, Milwaukee, at WAUK, WISS Oshkosh Air Support, WGBW Green Bay, Talk of Green Bay. And I want to talk a little bit about where I was, you know, early on in the beginning of the show. I was talking about how our nation is so divided and why it's divided. And, you know, it hasn't been, I don't know, I wasn't around. I've been around a little while, but certainly wasn't around during the Civil War, but I was around during the Civil Rights Movement. And so I know about being divided. Our phone lines again, I open at 844-967-2789. But here's one of the things I'm talking about. How can it, it can't be both ways. It's either yes or no. It's either one way or the other. It can't be both ways. Believe it or not, we're back on the January 6th footage again. You know, it's, why are we talking about this again? Because now all of a sudden, Republicans have decided that we want to go over this again. There's been some mischaracterization of people who were involved in the insurrection. Excuse me. How long ago did we talk about this? How much time has been spent on it? Over 300 people have been arrested. And because the Speaker of the House gave 40,000 hours of, you know, footage that has been doctored, 40,000 hours of security camera footage that has been doctored, you know, Kevin McCarthy to Tucker Carlson, and Tucker Carlson and Fox News doctored it up. They're now saying it was not an insurrection. Well, you know, a couple of dozen, you know, bad guys got involved in this peaceful movement. What the hell are you talking about? We've been through this. We've seen it. Over 320 some odd people have been charged. Many have been sent to prison because they saw the film before it was doctored by people on the right. And the fact that Tucker Carlson played it last night and many Republicans jumped on that bandwagon, and now all of a sudden we want to get back to talking about whether or not there was an insurrection or not, it's ridiculous. Come on. Why are we wasting time going back over this? Well, and I get it, because we're going to talk about what took place in Atlanta. At the area, if you haven't heard it by now, where people wound up attacking what is going to be a police sanctuary in Atlanta, and threw firecrackers and rocks and whatnot, and there was a riot there, you know. And so, yes, I'm talking about the divide that is in this nation that is going to be at the root of destroying it or her if we don't figure out a way to fix this. Because the hatred inside of this country, one citizen to another, is at an all-time high. And it continues. There are people pouring gas on the fire every day. So we're going to spend some time talking about it. Let's go to the phone lines and David from Mequon. Hey, good morning to you, David. How you doing? What do you say?
Good morning, Earl. I just wanted to say, you know, what happened in Muskego really quickly is disgusting. I also saw that the school board, in addition to what you just saw there at the school, I think they were saying they want to ban the books with internment camps for the Japanese back in World War II. And somebody mentioned, I think I heard it on the radio, I think it was later in the evening, talking about banning, you know, the Holocaust books and stuff because it's too controversial. So you have that dynamic going on. But that being the case, Earl, I stand with you in denouncing that. However, you and I will differ, and you're going to be upset with me. So I just looked up, and I would tell your listeners to listen to what was said on Twitter. So you know Richard Nixon was a bigoted president, correct?
You think Billy Graham? Do you think he was the only one?
No, I'm saying okay. You agree with that, correct?
Yes.
You agree with that?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, good. So if you go on Twitter, and this just happened within the last day or two, in the city population of Madison and Waukesha put together.
Something you said, Dave, didn't go through. Repeat yourself.
Oh, okay. So population in the city of Madison is around 200,000. I think Waukesha is what, you know, the Waukesha County is another couple hundred thousand, something like that, or 150,000. This individual, and I just looked it up, and people could look it up, and I told Calvin before I got on the air that Louis Farrakhan praises Richard Nixon and Billy Graham about Jews having a stranglehold on this country. And he says the synagogue of Satan. And the synagogue of Satan. And what I'm asking is that I don't care if you're a Republican, conservative, liberal, whatever. All that crap needs to be denounced. All of it. And that man had a packed house. If you look in his Twitter feed, there are gazillions of people in that church, and he's praising Richard Nixon because Richard Nixon did not like Jews.
So
he hated Jews.
So David, let me say this to you, man. Minister Farrakhan is one man, and what has been said about Jews and what is happening with Jews should be denounced. But I also say this, what is happening and what has been happening in this country for a long time to black people and continues to happen and from more than just one person and the magnitude of it and the impact of it to act as if these things, the fact that what is happening and people are saying about anti-Semitism, on the other side of that equation is an attack on black folks that has been happening since the inception of the country. So if I understand your anger and being irate about what's been said about Jews, but let's not mistake what continues to be said and continues to happen to people of color in this country. Has been going on and continues to go on. And yet that is minimized in many instances. So I understand you being irate about what has been said and what is happening to Jewish people in this country. But man, there's another side of the equation too, my friend. And whether or not the whole issue is, man, this is all unacceptable. On both ends of this. And if this nation doesn't find a way to come together She's never been able to do that. But if ever there was a time that that needed to take place, it's now, man. Because of all the threats that this nation is going to be faced with in the coming days and months and years from outside of our borders. That's the bottom line. We can't get Democrats and Republicans to work together. We can't get black and white to work together. We can't get Jews and Muslims and Christians to work together. We can't get men and women to work together. Man, what is the issue? And why can't we fix that? Dave?
Because there's hatred in all colors, shapes, and sizes.
Why?
Unfortunately.
Why?
That's part of the human flaw. Human race flaw. Huge problem. That is the human race in general.
Should it be accepted as that?
It's not just America, it's the world. It's the world.
I live in America.
I understand. I'm saying, but this is not just pronounced in the United States either.
Okay.
But There's hatred and racism around the world.
I know, but Dave, I'm an American. Everybody in this nation is an American. And we profess to be above that. We got to fix that. It can't be accepted that it's a part of who we are. Because if that's the case, then that leads to destruction. So we got to figure out a way to fix it. Thank you very much for the call. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back. To the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. And you know what, Calvin? We've got to change what they do in the way of radio. And what I mean by that is they call those of us who are on the air, they call us talents, right? Hey, man, the talent is the guy who came here and fixed all of this. Brian, man, that's the talent. They can find us under a bushel basket, right? Talk show hosts. But to find the guy when all the power goes out and all of us have these question mark looks on our faces. And look, man, it's over. It died. And we can't figure anything out, man. Anybody who hasn't seen a setup in a radio station today and all of the electronic mechanisms and things that go into putting
this four
on the air, man, you know, It's amazing, but man, we've got Brian, one of the best in the business, who was able to come in here, man, and put this thing back up and running And I can only think of one guy who could have done it, and that's Brian. So listen, we are back on the air. And 844-967-2789. I thought the radio station had died. You know, but we're back. And, you know, what we were talking about before we went to break was the fact that, you know, we're dealing with a Republican Party that wants to basically pare down the SNAP benefits. And if you don't know what that is a government program that assists people who are basically at their roots in with food benefits and food stamps. And that, it was Stephen from Green Bay who said that, you know, it was the SNAP benefit that made a difference in his life. And there's so many others that can echo the same sentiments, you know, that Stephen did. And yet, when we face these kinds of things and people, you know, like CJ, who want to call in and talk about, you know, what's owed by, you know, as he stated, every man, woman, and child in this country, $94,000 apiece. And then he points at one of the lowest ones of the reasons why it's $94,000 a year. Just seeing things through the wrong end of the lens. Because that's the part of this that I have trouble with when we talk about Republicans. Because instead of taking on the real issues of what creates this, you know, to send 65-year-old people back to work to get some SNAP food benefits is cruel and inhumane. There's a time limit. Listen to this. So there's a time limit that Republicans have put on people who receive SNAP benefits, and the most that they can get, listen to this. Essentially, there is a time limit which disproportionately affects people of color. That takes SNAP away when people aren't working. Withholding food as a punishment for not having a stable job, the Center of Budget and Policy Priorities notes. Most adult SNAP recipients already work, though they are often precarious, low-wage jobs with poor benefits. While Johnson and other Republicans claim their support for more stringent SNAP work requirements stems from a desire to boost employment, research has repeatedly shown that they are ineffective at doing so. Work requirements do, however, succeed. Work requirements do, however, succeed at booting many people off the program. States are currently allowed to request waivers for the SNAP benefit time limits, which clearly you can only be on SNAP benefits 2 times out of 3 years. And so what are people to do in the interim? You know, you may say this is find a job, get a job. Well, at the root of all of this, again, is the fact that these are many people who work jobs, and it just does not pay them enough to be able to purchase the food that they need. The cost of food has certainly gone up even more than it had in previous years, and they do expect right now a major increase in the cost of food in the coming years. Now think about this. You know, as we're talking about food and the cost of it, I know You know, I actually spend time in the grocery store. A massive corporate merger could send skyrocketing food prices through the stratosphere unless the government sees the deal for what it is, a rotten egg. Now, Kroger Food Store is the largest supermarket in the world. And they are setting in motion a $25 billion deal to acquire their number one competitor, which is Albertsons, combining their 5,000 supermarkets into one mega company. Who is that going to benefit? You know, when you allow major corporations to merge, we've seen it. We've seen what the outcome of that is. Higher prices, less competition. You can't tout competition and capitalism, and then you do everything within your power to take away competition, which is what happens in this country. That's why every time I hear people talk about capitalism, and especially those on the right, and yet they tout and allow these types of mergers, 5,000 supermarkets into one mega company. What do you think they're going to do? You think they're going to lower the prices of everything? There is no competition anymore when they're allowed to merge and become one super grocery chain. The prices of everything is going to increase. Listen, we've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. And the talent himself is standing right in front of me. None other than Brian. That's the real talent. The rest of us, come on, man. They can pick us up. We're bumps on logs. Right, Calvin? Well, maybe not you. But those of us who are on the microphones.
Brian is the lifesaver, for sure.
Gotta go to a break. 844-967-2789. He got us back. Back from the dead. We'll be right back.
Got this feeling down deep in my soul that I just can't lose. Guess I'm on my way. Needing a friend, and the way I feel now, I guess I'll be with you till the end. Guess I'm on my way. Mighty glad you stayed.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. Hallelujah. Radio is back. Who do we have on the line, Calvin? Okay, so I don't see, but that's all right. We'll get him. Steven is back. Well, let's do this. Let's go to Bill from O'Connor Walk first. Hey, Bill, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call. What is your take, Bill, on people who want to do away with the least amongst us? You know, the least of these, my people, poor elderly, poor children, poor women, and we talk about balancing the budget on the backs of the poorest of us, and you know. What are your thoughts on that?
Here's the deal. I am sick and tired, and I've had it, with these propaganda machines telling poor people they're looking out for them. They've got to stop the lying. We know where the source is. We know who is doing. Many of you, your listeners, might not know this, but that garbage is broadcasted to our armed forces. That's got to stop. That's got to stop, because we are a nation of humanitarians. We are not a nation of all about me, all about my agenda, and all about me winning. Enough is enough. When you were talking about Kroger, if we had the antitrust laws that I think Reagan started whittling away on, this wouldn't be going on. There's a way of having capitalism, but if you take the word capitalism and you surround it with the word democracy, capitalism is part of democracy, not capitalism comes first and then you try and make democracy work. No, it never will. We will fail as a nation. We have lost our humanitarian soul, and only because of guys like you and you're the station, you're bringing it back, girl. And now it's starting to really shine. So all these people with all their misinformation and all their lies, oh, we're out to help CJ and him, because here's what we're going to do for you, CJ. We're going to make eggs $15 a dozen because we're the only guy that sells eggs, and you're going to pay for it. But we're helping you, CJ. We're helping you. And they've got to wake up to how they're getting stabbed in the back by the very person they think that's feeding them, that's buttering their toast. People have to wake up. Enough is enough. How long is this country going to be trampled by these ridiculous, self-serving, disgusting people? I could not face one of them.
You know, Bill, again, capitalistic society, you can't beat the Republicans talking about Democrats as socialists. And yet, when you allow those major corporations to join forces, as we've seen over the last 30 years, what the outcome of that has been to the middle class in this country and to the poor. And so yet they're going to allow this merger, and which means that these companies are going to control 60% of the grocery sales. What do you think? You think they're going to lower the prices, Bill?
Well, you know, that's the pointer. You're absolutely right. And they misinform these people how these big mergers. Look at oil. Oil used to have, when you and I were young, there were maybe 10, 12 oil companies. Now they're almost down to 3.
Yeah.
No wonder we pay what we do for fossil fuels. No wonder they have the influence on these dipsticks that open their wallet and say, just put the money in and we'll take care of you. We'll protect. We'll make sure you can have $10 a gallon for gas and $15 a carton of eggs. CJ, I hope you're listening, because that's what you want. You don't just realize how they're trying to fool you with this kabuki dance and smoke and mirrors and say, oh, no, no, hey, it's the Democrats.
Hey,
they want you to fail. I'm sick and tired.
Hey, Bill, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to CJ, because we lost CJ during the power outage. But, CJ, you get a chance. Go ahead.
$94,000.
Again, man, stop.
Man, woman, and child.
Yeah, I know, but why won't you say that the majority of that $94,000 is military costs, military debt? Why won't you say that?
Well, thank God.
Thank God what?
Strength and trust verified. But this idiot that's in office is walking us right into a nuclear war. Hey, Bill, the Democrats control the Oval Office. Our country's gone down the
tubes. So the $94,000 for each man, woman, and child is because of Democratic rule, right? That's what you say.
Yeah.
Well, and clearly, I've listened to Republicans constantly, recently say that the debt is because of spending by both Democrats and Republicans. I'm hearing this coming out of the mouth of United States senators and Congress people who are Republicans. But you don't see that, right? You see that only as spending that's done by Democrats.
Do you realize the budget that this president just proposed, Earl, and this is a fact from Congressional Budget Office, that we're going to spend $11 trillion on interest in the next 10 years. That's more than we've spent
Joe Biden create the $31 trillion in debt? How much $8 trillion Donald Trump created in 4 years? Are you aware of that?
Why are you laughing? You don't look at the numbers.
Hey, I know that's
Congressional Budget Office. Okay, you want to dispute it? What was his budget proposal just the other day?
I'm not talking about
how much.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
How much, Earl?
It doesn't matter. You didn't say that when Donald Trump created $8 trillion in additional debt. You didn't open your mouth. Let's go to Stephen quickly. Hey, Stephen. Stephen, cut him down. Hey, Stephen. So here's a guy who doesn't want to talk about the fact that they want to cut food benefits for Americans. He can't see that. He's so blinded and so jaded that he can't even understand that these are human beings and people we're talking about, and children and the elderly who have a right to eat, right? It's a human right.
Well, Earl, I guess at this point it doesn't even surprise me that he doesn't want to talk about a real issue. He just wants to spew propaganda. But more importantly than that, CJ and his banter just further proves my point that I've been saying on this radio station to several different hosts for probably close to a month now, that the Republicans aren't pro-life, and it's right out of CJ's mouth. He wants to force women to have these kids, but he doesn't want them to have benefits like food stamps. He doesn't want them to have any help to take care of the kids. And, you know, all I really have to say is we're never going to change people's minds like CJ. But when he gets on the air and he spews this stuff, it's really nauseating, and he really sounds ignorant when he sits and he says this stuff, because half of it isn't even true, and he'd rather believe the big lie than actually research the issues at hand and, you know, do something to make a positive change.
Well, thank you very much for the call, Stephen. I really appreciate it. Bill, you get the last of it. You want to respond to CJ? Or do you want to waste your breath? Well, that's fine. We really don't need to waste our breath anymore. And here again, this merger, proposed merger that's in the works, will give Kroger, and Albertson, which is the smaller of the two, when the two of them combine. They already control many other stores and other grocery store chains throughout the nation, and now they'll come together. And all told, this deal would affect grocery stores relied on by 85 million households. And so what's to stop the Goliath? You know, you can talk about socialism. The Democrats are socialists. They've got socialist ideas. What are the Republicans? Right? If the idea of helping and supporting American people is somehow evil, then what do you call unbridled capitalism? What do you call that? Unbridled capitalism is exactly what we're talking about with the proposed merger of Albertson and Kroger. Because what it does is takes away the competition, which is at the root of what capitalism is supposed to be. I don't want to hear anymore about people complaining about socialism. Damn it, I guess I'm a socialist. If that's the case, if that's a bad word, because we want to help everybody, you know, you can talk about your religious beliefs all you want to. Nothing but talk. If you don't believe in helping the least of these, that's the major tenet of almost any religion. So talk is cheap. Don't tell me about you believe in this deity. Don't tell me about Christianity. and all of those things, because Christianity is closer to socialism than it could ever be to capitalism. And if you think that what I'm saying is untrue, and I'm spewing some thing that's not factual, 844-967-2789. Let's have a debate. You're not going to win if you're on the side of unbridled capitalism. Has no spiritual component to it whatsoever. And it's the main reason why we have people sleeping on the streets and eating out of garbage cans in the wealthiest nation on earth. Well, Democrats are socialists. Oh, okay. Socialism is a bad word, right? Who does socialism ever kill? I'm just asking. Yeah, I don't know any better. I'd certainly love to be educated by one of you from the right. 844-967-2789 is the number. Tom, I see you. We got to go to a break. And I'm ready to hear from you, Tom, because this is so exasperating that people can't see. One out of every five Kroger workers has relied on government aid to survive. Listen to that, man. One out of five of the employees of what is the largest grocery chain in the world relies on food stamps. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
And the way I feel now, I guess I'll be with you till the end. Yes, I'm on my way. I'm mighty glad you stay.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, that'll wake you up. You can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I'm talking about, you know, really a bunch of things that are all interconnected. You know, Kroger, the largest grocer in the world, is joining forces with their number two competitor, Albertsons, and so they are going to join forces and control groceries for 85 million Americans. They're going to raise the food prices, no question whatsoever, and yet one in five of the workers right now who work for Kroger, are receiving food stamps. They're working every day, and yet Kroger, the largest grocer in the United States, does not pay them a livable wage, and they need the help of our government. Excuse me. Don't tell me about socialism. Let's go to Tom from LA. Hey, Tom, what's going on, you socialist?
Good morning, Earl. First off, we the people, I guess that means we the people collectively are the government. And I guess that's the definition of a social democracy. And that's exactly what we are. We don't want the government making our shoes. We don't want the government, you know, making other types of products. And that's the difference between pure socialism and a social democracy. A social democracy says that things like Social Security and strong safety nets are actually in place, Medicare for all, child care for all. Those are things that we, the people, all agree upon, which 90% of the American people do agree upon, that's the whole idea of we, the people, being the government. Now, when it comes to Jesus, I wear a shirt that says Jesus was a liberal. He was the first bleeding heart liberal there ever was. And all you have to do is read the Beatitudes. All you have to do is see where he got mad at the money changers. Talk about the camel going through the eye of a needle. I mean,
you can go on and on and on.
Even say, yeah, I don't know these people where Jesus actually spoke the words, and they can say that they're a follower of his.
Come on, man.
That's just hypocrisy to the nth degree. But yeah, I would say that this is ridiculous. Any Republican out there, any self, actual person that examines their conscience would understand that monopolies are not a good thing. Monopolies is basically like what you would quote big government. No one answering you back, raising the prices as high as they want, doing all that stuff, not listening to the constituents because there is no competition. Competition is gone when all the big companies eat up all the smaller companies. So people really need to stop and think about the fact of, again, it's just common sense.
So Tom,
my God.
Let me ask you, when you hear Republicans calling people socialists as if it's a bad word, it's a criminal act, somebody who's a socialist, which really the definition of it is basically concerned about all people and treating people equally at the root of that, right? What's wrong with that, man?
You know what? It's because of the fact that the Republicans
is it that they don't understand the definition? Is it that they don't understand the definition of that?
They don't understand the definition of it, and people have moved it closely to the word communism, so therefore, you know, it's the big red scare is what it is. And I would really, really also tell Republicans, it is your policies that make it ultimately where we have to move towards something like socialism, because there are no people that can even afford anything anymore. If you guys just actually had some moderate policies and actually believed in capitalism and actually believed in and what it is in competition and all these things and believed in regulated capitalism,
yes,
or referees on the field.
If there was true capitalism, Tom, yes, I would agree with that, but it's corporatism. This is not capitalism.
Right.
Corporations.
You know what it is, Earl? It's fascism is what it is. That's what we need to call them. They're not capitalistic. They're fascist. And their fascism is what they are. I'd rather be a socialist than a fascist. And that's exactly what they are, and we need to start calling them.
Well, you know, people run away from the term socialist, you know, and I'm like, oh, no, I'm not a socialist. The Republicans call me a socialist. Come on, man. Come on. In the face of what we see occurring, Tom, come on, man.
I know. That's because people, when they look at the true definition of socialism, it means that the government would control every single thing, and that is not what this is. This is called a social democracy. Bernie Sanders likes to call it a democratic socialist. It's a really fumbling word. We're a social democracy, and this is a social democratic world that we would like to see, just like they had in Milwaukee for years. They had a social democracy there, and it ran very, very well.
Hey, Tom, thank you very much for the call, man. I got to go to a break. Curtis, hang on. Get you on the other side. 844-967-2789. You socialist, you. We'll be right back.